You know, what if the talent that could really boost your business is right there, almost in plain sight, just needing the right kind of connection?
Or maybe you're looking for that dream job and it's being filled through ways you haven't even thought about exploring.
Exactly. Every business, it doesn't matter the size or what they do, they rely on people. And well, everyone looking for work wants that perfect fit. But finding that match, you know, at just the right time, that's tough.
It's often the key, though, to real growth or finding a career that changes things for you.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge.
So today, we're doing a deep dive into something that sounds simple but is actually pretty complex: personnel staffing and strategic workforce solutions.
Right.
We've gone through a whole bunch of sources, articles, research, you name it. And our mission today is to pull out the really important stuff to help you get properly informed on this.
And what's really interesting, I think, is how this thing that people often see is just a quick fix, you know, filling an empty desk.
Reactive, yeah. It's actually becoming a core strategic thing. It's not just about plugging gaps anymore. It's about planning the future of your talent, your company's resilience.
Absolutely. So we're going to unpack what it really means when we talk about seeking personnel staffing, why businesses and job seekers are looking at it more strategically now, and how it's changing from just a temporary patch to like a fundamental tool for growth and keeping the business strong. Okay, let's dig in.
Let's do it.
So first things first, let's get the basics down. When we say personnel staffing, what are we actually talking about here? What's the core idea?
Okay, so at its heart, personnel staffing means a business decides to outsource some or maybe all of its hiring process to an agency that specializes in this.
Okay.
These agencies, they're like intermediaries, experts. They find people, they screen them really thoroughly, and then they place them in roles where they fit the company's specific needs.
Right, so it's different from just doing it all yourself internally.
Oh, definitely. It's a big shift because you're tapping into their expertise, their networks.
Yeah.
Things most companies just don't have in-house, or not to the same extent.
And it's not just one single service, is it? There are different ways this works.
Exactly. Our sources point to sort of three main types of services businesses use, depending on what they need. First up, there's temporary staffing.
Right, the classic temp job.
Yeah. For those short-term needs, think about retailers needing extra staff during the holidays.
Or like a construction project needing specific skills for 6 months.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Or maybe a logistics company dealing with a sudden surge in deliveries. You bring in these workers to keep things running smoothly, handle the extra load.
So it gives you that agility, that flex when you need it sharpish.
Absolutely. Then the second type is temp-to-hire staffing.
Okay, this one sounds interesting.
It really is. It's like a try before you buy situation for the company. Someone starts as a temp, and it lets both sides see if it's a good fit. You know, the skills, how they work, if they click with the team culture before anyone commits long term.
And for the person looking for work.
For them, it's a great way to prove themselves. It's like a working interview, really. Show your value, and it can lead straight into a permanent job.
I feel like it lowers the stakes or the risk for everyone involved.
It definitely does. And the third main type is direct hire staffing.
So this is for permanent roles.
Yes. Here, the agency acts almost like an extension of the company's own HR team, but highly specialized. They find and screen candidates specifically for permanent full-time jobs,
Okay.
often for those really crucial roles or maybe positions that need a very specific skill set or perhaps even a confidential search.
So a quick fix, a trial run, or finding that key permanent player, there's a tailored approach.
Oh.
You can immediately see why businesses would go for this. Speed, flexibility, less hiring hassle.
The immediate benefits are quite clear.
Okay, but this is where, for me, it gets really interesting. Beyond just filling a slot quickly, companies aren't just doing this for convenience anymore, are they? There are bigger strategic reasons. What are those compelling drivers making staffing so important?
Yeah. The sources really highlight five key benefits that push staffing from just being tactical to being genuinely strategic. First, and this is often huge for businesses, is speed and efficiency.
Right, getting someone in fast.
Think about it. Hiring someone internally, it can take weeks, sometimes months.
Oh, yeah, easily. Lost productivity in the meantime.
Exactly. That role sits empty, projects stall, customers might notice. Staffing agencies cut that time dramatically because they already have pools of candidates pre-screened and ready to go.
So they can place someone. How quickly?
Often within days, maybe a week or two, not months. Imagine a vital customer service role empty for 90 days, the damage that does. Staffing minimizes that operational drag. It's like having a rapid deployment force for talent.
That's more than just convenient. That's managing risk, keeping the engine running.
Precisely. The second big benefit is workforce flexibility. And in today's world, you know, with markets going up and down.
Yeah, unpredictability is the norm.
Right. So being able to scale your team up or down quickly without the heavy commitment of permanent hires, that's a massive advantage. Think about a tech company landing a big short-term project.
Or a manufacturer needing to ramp up production suddenly.
Exactly. Staffing lets them get the exact talent they need for exactly how long they need it without carrying huge payroll costs when things slow down. It's about being lean, but capable.
And it's not just about numbers, is it? It's also about getting specific skills.
Absolutely. That's the third point. Specialized talent access. Companies often need people with very niche technical skills, maybe specific certifications or deep experience in a particular industry.
Things their internal HR might struggle to find quickly.
Exactly. Staffing agencies often specialize. They know where to find, say, a certified welder with offshore experience or a software engineer skilled in a very specific new language.
Like a specialist headhunter.
Kind of, yeah. They have the networks and the know-how to find these people much faster. It's like having specialist recruiters on call.
Which, I guess, leads naturally to lowering the risk.
It does, and that's benefit number four, reduced risk. Hiring the wrong person is incredibly costly. You've got wasted salary, training time, team morale can dip, plus you have to start all over again.
A nightmare.
Staffing agencies help reduce that risk.
Mm-hmm.
For temps, the agency usually handles things like payroll, benefits administration, certain liabilities, and that temp-to-hire model...
The try before you buy.
Right. It lets you see someone in action, check their performance, their fit with the team, before you offer them a permanent job. It's a much safer bet.
And the last one, you mentioned five.
Yes, the fifth is cost control. And this one's often underestimated.
How so?
Well, the real cost of hiring someone internally isn't just their salary. You've got job ad costs, the time your team spends screening resumes, interviewing, background checks, onboarding, initial training. It all adds up.
Hidden costs.
Very hidden, often. Outsourcing to a staffing agency can cut down on a lot of those expenses. They have economies of scale for recruitment tasks, so businesses can actually save money and focus their internal resources elsewhere. So, if you pull all that together, you can see why companies facing, you know, seasonal peaks, big projects, maybe labor disruptions like strikes, unexpected staff leaving, or even moving into new markets. Why they rely on this model more and more, it lets them be proactive and agile.
That makes a really strong case for businesses.
Mm.
But hang on, it's not just a win for the companies, right? What about people looking for work? Are there good reasons why they would seek out staffing agencies?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely not a one-way street. For job seekers, there are some really compelling advantages. First off, and this is a big one, is access to hidden job markets.
Hidden jobs? What do you mean?
Well, a lot of positions, especially temporary or contract roles, sometimes even permanent ones, are filled only through agencies. They never get advertised publicly on job boards.
Really? So you might miss out completely otherwise.
You could. Working with an agency gives you access to opportunities you literally wouldn't know existed. It's like having an inside track.
Okay, that's huge. What else?
Second, job seekers often find work much faster. Agencies usually have immediate openings with their clients.
So less time spent job hunting, less uncertainty.
Exactly. Less waiting, less stress. Third, it's fantastic for skill development. Taking on different temporary roles lets you experience various industries, use different tools, work in different company cultures.
Build up that resume quickly.
Yeah. You gain broad experience and new skills without having to commit to one place long term. It can really accelerate your career options.
And for those who do want something permanent eventually.
Well, that's the fourth advantage, those temp-to-hire pathways we talked about.
Right, the tryout period.
It's a clear route. You get your foot in the door, show them what you can do on the job, prove you're a good fit, and it often leads directly to a permanent offer. It's a very practical way to land a long-term role.
Makes sense. Is there a fifth advantage?
Yes. Number five is flexibility. For many people today, that's really important. Short-term jobs provide income and keep you working, but they can also fit around personal schedules, maybe studies, family needs.
Or just let you explore different types of work.
Exactly. It caters to that growing desire for more control over work-life balance. You know, this really highlights how the expectations of job seekers are changing. People want transparency, they want flexible options, clear paths forward, and staffing agencies are actually pretty well set up to deliver that.
Okay, so we've covered the immediate wins, the tactical stuff for both sides. But you mentioned earlier, and our sources really stress this, that staffing is moving beyond that. It's becoming truly strategic. How does that work? How does it help companies build long-term resilience and growth?
Right. This is where it gets really powerful. Moving beyond just filling jobs, one key strategic element is building workforce agility as a competitive advantage.
Okay, what does that look like in practice?
Well, think about how unpredictable things are. Market swings, supply chain issues, changing customer tastes. Being able to scale your workforce up or down almost instantly isn't just nice to have anymore, it's vital.
So you can react faster than competitors.
Exactly. Companies with strong staffing partners can adjust on the fly. They don't get stuck with huge payrolls when things dip. Yeah. But just as important, they can quickly grab new opportunities, land a big contract, launch a new product because they can get the right people in place immediately. It turns volatility from a threat into a potential advantage.
That's a big mindset shift, not just cutting costs, but seizing opportunities.
Precisely. And that connects to the next point, understanding the hidden ROI of staffing partnerships.
Hidden ROI, return on investment.
Yeah. If you just look at the invoice from the agency, it looks like an expense. But the real return comes from things it prevents or enables. Reducing the downtime from having a critical role empty that saves potentially huge amounts of money.
Right, lost productivity, missed sales.
Minimizing the high cost of turnover because temp to hire helps you make better permanent hires. Ensuring your operations keep running smoothly, especially in sectors like healthcare or manufacturing, where continuity is everything.
Protecting revenue, protecting the brand.
Exactly. Plus, the agency handles a lot of the admin, payroll, benefits, compliance stuff, freeing up your internal team and lowering overhead. The ROI is in efficiency, risk reduction, and seizing opportunity.
So it's not just about the cost of the hire itself, it's about the impact on the whole business operation.
You've got it. And another strategic angle is viewing personnel staffing as a talent pipeline.
Not just for temporary needs, but for the long term.
Yes. Especially that temp-to-hire model. If you use it strategically, it's not just a trial. It becomes this ongoing filter identifying and developing your future permanent workforce. You're constantly evaluating people based on actual performance and cultural fit.
Which should lead to better hires overall.
It generally does. Better satisfaction, people stay longer, you build a stronger core team because you know they fit before you commit fully.
What about when things really go wrong? Major disruptions. Can staffing help then?
Absolutely. Think of staffing in times of disruption as like a strategic workforce insurance policy.
Insurance? How so?
Well, if you have good relationships with staffing agencies before a crisis hits, maybe it's a labor shortage, a potential strike, a natural disaster, an economic downturn, you have plans ready.
Like contingency plans.
Exactly. For instance, strike staffing can keep the business running during a labor dispute. Crisis response staffing can quickly bring in extra hands during an emergency. Even using temps can help cover gaps during leadership transitions as part of succession planning. It builds resilience.
Wow, that's a much broader view than just hiring temps. It sounds like the goal is to build a whole new kind of workforce structure.
That's really the ultimate strategic endpoint. The most forward-thinking companies are building a multi-layered workforce strategy, not just one type of employee.
Multi-layered. What are the layers?
Typically, three layers working together. First, you have your core employees, the permanent folks with the deep knowledge, the culture carriers.
Okay, the foundation.
Second, you bring in strategic temporary talent. These are specialists, maybe highly skilled consultants or project workers for specific targeted needs, addressing key skill gaps without a permanent hire.
Got it. And the third layer?
That's your flexible labor pool. These are workers for shorter-term tasks, covering peaks in demand, seasonal work, filling in for absences. It provides that immediate flex capacity.
So what this really means for you, listening, is that it's about being proactive. Building a workforce that can handle shifts in the market and grab growth opportunities without getting caught flat-footed. It's designing for both stability and adaptability.
Precisely. A balanced approach.
All right. That makes a ton of sense strategically.
Yeah.
So let's say you're listening and you're thinking, okay, I see the value. How do you actually make this work well for your business?
Mm.
Our sources must have some practical advice on maximizing value and, crucially, avoiding the common mistakes.
Yes, absolutely. To get the most out of staffing, the first step, and it sounds obvious, but it's critical, is to define your workforce needs really clearly, like surgically clearly.
More than just a job title.
Way more. What specific skills are essential? How long do you really need someone? What are the day-to-day tasks? What are the peaks and troughs in workload? And crucially, what's the team culture like? what kind of person fits in.
So being super specific up front.
The more specific you are, the better the agency can match you. Think about the team dynamics, not just the technical skills.
Okay, needs defined. Then what? How do you pick the right partner? You said earlier they're not all the same.
That's step two, and it's vital. Choose the right staffing partner. Don't just go for the cheapest or the first one you find. Treat it like hiring a key supplier or consultant.
What should you look for?
Do they genuinely understand your industry? What's their track record? What's their screening process like? Is it rigorous? How do they communicate? What support do they offer beyond just sending resumes, payroll, compliance help?
So really vetting the agency itself.
Yes. It's not just buying a service. It's forming a partnership. A good partner will ask you tough questions, too, to make sure they understand what you need.
Okay, find the right partner. What's next for making it strategic?
Step three is to integrate staffing into your long-term planning. Don't just call them when you're desperate.
Treat it proactively, not reactively.
Exactly. Use temp to hire consistently as part of your talent pipeline. Keep the relationship warm with your agency even when you don't have immediate needs. And use their insights. They often have great data on the local labor market for your own workforce forecasting.
Like having extra market intelligence.
Pretty much. Step four is to build feedback loops. Talk to your agency regularly. Tell them how the workers are doing the good and the bad.
Be honest about performance and fit.
Yes. And tell them if the job requirements are changing. This feedback helps them refine their search for you. It makes the partnership stronger and the results better over time. It's continuous improvement.
That makes sense. One more step.
Yes, number five. Empower your managers to leverage staffing effectively. Your frontline managers work with these temps day to day.
Right, they need to know how to manage them properly.
They need some guidance, maybe even training. How to onboard temporary staff quickly and effectively. How to include them in team communications. How to set clear expectations and give fair feedback. Making temps feel welcome and productive makes a huge difference.
Okay, so define needs, choose partner, plan long-term, give feedback, and train managers. That's a solid framework. But what about the flip side? Where do companies usually mess this up? What are the common pitfalls to avoid?
Yes, the pitfalls. There are definitely recurring mistakes. First, probably most common, is last-minute reliance. Waiting until you're in a crisis.
The panic hire.
Exactly. Your options become limited. You rush to the decision. You likely don't get the best person or the best rate. Proactive planning avoids this. Second mistake, under-communicating your needs.
Being too vague.
Yeah. If you're not crystal clear about the skills, the experience level, the cultural fit, the agency is just guessing. Poor input leads to poor matches. It's simple, but happens all the time.
So clarity is key, both in defining and communicating.
Absolutely. The third pitfall ties into that. Overlooking cultural fit, focusing only on technical skills.
But someone can have all the skills and still disrupt the team.
Precisely. Skills get them in the door, but cultural fit determines if they actually succeed and contribute positively. Ignoring it is asking for trouble. Fourth mistake, neglecting temp-to-hire opportunities.
Just using temps for short-term gaps only.
Right. And missing the chance to convert proven successful temps into great permanent employees. You're essentially letting go of talent you've already tested and validated. It's a missed strategic opportunity.
Okay, that's a big one. And the final pitfall.
Failing to track the ROI. Not measuring if the staffing strategy is actually working.
How would you measure it?
You'd look at things like, how fast are roles being filled compared to before? What's the retention rate of temps who become permanent? Are you seeing actual cost savings in recruitment or overtime? If you don't track these kinds of metrics, you have no idea if the investment is truly paying off or how to improve it.
You can't manage what you don't measure. Makes sense. Okay, as we start to wrap up this deep dive, let's look ahead. What's next for personnel staffing? How is technology, how are changes in the way we work, shaping its future?
Oh, the future looks really dynamic. We're definitely seeing technology play a bigger role. Expect more AI-driven matching.
Using algorithms to find better fits faster.
Exactly. AI that can analyze not just keywords on a resume, but also assess softer skills, potential cultural fit, maybe even predict success in a role, making the matching process much smarter and quicker.
Interesting. What else?
The rise of remote staffing solutions is huge and will continue. Agencies are getting really good at sourcing, screening, and managing virtual talent across different regions, even globally.
So the talent pool just got much bigger.
Massively bigger. Companies aren't limited to their local area anymore. We might also see more upskilling partnerships.
Agencies training candidates.
Potentially, yes. agencies helping to bridge skill gaps by offering training or certifications to make candidates ready for specific in-demand roles. They become talent creators, not just talent finders.
Proactive development, not just placement.
Right. And finally, expect more demand for data transparency. Companies will want detailed insights from their staffing partners, data on worker performance, retention trends, salary benchmarks for specific roles.
Moving beyond just filling seats to providing real strategic workforce intelligence.
That's the idea. Using data to help companies make smarter decisions about their entire talent strategy.
It really sounds like staffing is evolving from a transactional service to, well, a core part of building these highly adaptable, future-focused workforce systems. It's about getting ready for tomorrow's talent needs today.
I think that sums it up perfectly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. We started with the basics, what personnel staffing actually is, the different types like temporary, temp to hire, direct hire. We looked at the clear tactical benefits for businesses, speed, flexibility, access to skills, reduced risk, cost control.
And also the advantages for job seekers, access to hidden jobs, faster placement, skill building, pathways to permanent work, and flexibility.
Then we really dug into the strategic side, how staffing fuels workforce agility, the hidden ROI, its role as a talent pipeline, how it helps manage disruptions, and building that multi-layered workforce.
Right, moving from reactive to proactive.
And we finished with practical tips, defining needs, choosing partners, integrating planning, feedback loops, manager training, and the pitfalls to avoid, like last-minute panic or ignoring cultural fit. Plus, a look at the future with AI, remote work, and data.
It really gives you, the listener, a solid roadmap now. You can see how powerful this can be, whether you're an employer thinking about talent strategy or someone navigating the job market.
So the final thought to leave you with is this. What does this all mean for you? Maybe the question isn't just if your business should use personnel staffing, but how deeply should it be woven into your core strategy for staying competitive and resilient?
Yeah, how central should it be?
How could embracing this kind of flexible, multi-layered approach change not just how you operate day to day, but maybe your entire ability to compete and thrive in a world that just keeps changing? Something to think about. Keep digging. Keep connecting the dots.